Now, the International Press Freedom Organization, Reporters Without Borders, published their annual Press Freedom Index this week after surveying the media in 168 countries throughout the world. The Czech Republic surprisingly ranked fifth, sandwiched between the Netherlands and Estonia. But does this country really boast such a high level of press freedom? Rob Cameron has the story.
Each year, the Paris-based Reporters Without Borders compiles and publishes a world index of press freedom, and North European countries traditionally top the list. The organisation said there was no recorded censorship, threats, intimidation or physical reprisals in Finland, Ireland, Iceland and the Netherlands, which all share first place. Hot on their heels came the Czech Republic, taking fifth place in an index of 168. So how meaningful is the result? Marius Dragomir reports on the media for the Czech Business Weekly.
This World Press Index, it's better actually to be used to identify the bad examples. If you look at the methodology or the questionnaire that they have used in putting together this World Press Freedom Index, it's meant more to identify the examples of the countries facing really blatant infringements on media freedom. So I would say that it's a useful index for spotting the harshest attacks on media freedom.
Marius Dragomir says the real problem in the Czech Republic is not so much the freedom of the press, but its independence, describing what he calls a culture of collusion with the commercial and political spheres. Journalists frequently agree to their articles being authorised by the people they interview, a practice which, he says, calls into question the independence of the media here. Reporters Without Borders also places the Czech Republic far above other former post-communist countries. Poland, for example, comes 58th. So does the Czech media really enjoy greater freedom than its Central European neighbours?
I don't really see a huge difference between the Czech Republic and the other former communist countries. All of them have faced in the past more than a decade the same problems, the same attempts to infringe with the media freedom. Most of them, they have made a lot of progress. Now, I wouldn't say that the Czech Republic is much more advanced than any of the former communist countries.
The survey is, however, undoubtedly good news for the Czech Republic's international image, but not everyone will agree with its contents. According to Reporters Without Borders, the American media languishes in 53rd place, behind that of Mali, Serbia, and Mozambique.